In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6, this is letter number 1830, Baruch Hashem, dated the 7th day of Elul Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. Shalom Uvracha. So here the Rebbe is talking about to a person who was the executor of a large inheritance, apparently, of the estate. So the Rebbe says, I was happy to hear that you're the executor on the will from such and such, and that you are, with all possibilities, putting in effort that this inheritance, which belongs to a yeshiva, should go to the building of the yeshiva Toim Chetimirim. So, this is the opening. So the Rebbe says, besides the fact that the yeshiva Toim Chetimimim is a special yeshiva in which you learn both the revealed part of Torah and the Hasidic part of Torah, and is the only one in this area that does both. So in addition to that, it also gives, in this case, the possibility to fulfill the instructions of our sages of blessed memory. Our sages sell, it's a mitzvah to fulfill, to be mekayim, to sustain the words of the deceased. So if a deceased person tells you to do something, there is an obligation to fulfill his request, what he wants. In other words, what he said before his passing, after his passing, it's a mitzvah to fulfill. So the Rebbe says like this, since you cannot fully, exactly fulfill this will, so then you need to make it, fulfill it, the closer and most fitting to the words from the person who passed away, peace unto him. And as it's known, the yeshiva Toim Chetimim was founded in Russia. And later on, it was transferred to Poland. And then over here to United States. And therefore, this is fitting to the words of the deceased. Apparently, I'm just trying to guess, maybe he says to give it to a yeshiva in Russia. But they couldn't do it. There's no yeshivas in Russia at that time. Or maybe he said a yeshiva in Poland, and you couldn't do it at that time. So the Rebbe says the closest that you can do it is to the yeshiva Chabad, which was transferred basically from Russia and Poland. I'm just guessing that. It doesn't say.
Well, it could be an old will. Could have been an old will that was never updated.
Yeah, possibly. So the Rebbe says it is... I'm sure it's extra to go into details about the great privilege from spreading out Torah, the revealed part of Torah, the inner part of Torah. Since you have been made the executor from this will, is a sign that you are fitting to have the privilege, and you can accomplish this in life. And the Rebbe says, I want to emphasize 2 points. First of all, it happens that the mitzvah of the study of Torah is very important now, because every day that passes, we cannot fulfill with the next day, because the second day has its own obligation of study Torah. So each individual day, every day you have to study Torah, so you can't make up today what you missed yesterday, because today is a new obligation. So each day you have to do it. So number two, even though you're only an intermediary, the money comes from someone else, but since in your hands is the possibility that this thing should more quickly come to a good action, or you could delay it. So the Rebbe says, this measure, activity, is yours. And your privilege is unimaginable. the earlier that you will bring this matter to a good clothing, the greater the privilege. And the Rebbe is encouraging him to do it and get it done with. The Rebbe says, I will be happy to hear the good news that this matter of the will is as quickly been accomplished, and even there are other people that are also executor, because you have the support from above, as the Gemara says, one who is coming to purify, they help him. So the Rebbe is telling him that there may be other executors, have other ideas, this way, that way, and usually, as we have with a will, with different ideas, so the Rebbe says, but the Eibishter will help you, because one who comes to purify and helping him, the Rebbe blesses him with a chsiv achsim toivo, and looking forward for good news. So here you see also how the Rebbe was encouraging him and telling him that while you cannot fulfill 100% the will the way he asked for, the inheritance belongs to yeshiva, that's nevertheless. But the Rebbe points out that the Tomchei Tumimim, you teach both Nigla and Chassidus, and it's the only one who is unique in that way. But it also, the Rebbe says, the Lubavitch Yeshiva would be as closest to the wishes of the deceased. Again, I'm not sure exactly, but it seems like he wanted it to go to Russia or Poland or something like that. And the fact that the Yeshiva transferred, the Rebbe said that would be the most appropriate place. He says that that this is a great privilege, but the Rebbe still points out two things. First of all, the Rebbe says this has to be done quickly, because every day you don't learn Torah, you can't fill it up the next day. So let's get it done. And number two, the Rebbe says that while you're only a intermediary, but the privilege that you have to do this quicker rather than slower, than dragging it out, the greater the privilege you have. And the Rebbe is hoping to hear good news very soon. And the Rebbe is blessing.